What's cracking to all my people in here earlier. I appreciate y'all. You already know what it is. Club out. That's music, y'all.
Hit the lights, I'm ready to step on all these roaches, psychosis. Use caution when approaching, little dude, you ain't shrewd enough, you just suited up. Slide through in that U-Haul truck, make sure your noodles cook. Block breaker, only my maker can make me move. Lie smooth, I ain't got nothing to prove. Bandana wrapped around my wrist, no I ain't gang. He touched mine, I touched his, we bought our suits the same day. Thinking I'ma let it slide, you must never met me. Mouth speak kind, words dance, says don't vex me. Last person got the best of me, really got the best of me. I gave that nigga's eulogy, his kid's mother still cool with me. Big mister, big balls, big bravado. Man amongst men, I leads, never follow. I spot niggas holding nuts on they own man. Trying to calculate from his face, is this bitch trans? Reckless with the wordplay, barking for attention. Find them in them old bits, an honorable mention. You're about to witness, hold up, don't forget this. Bet not see no fear in your eyes, handle your business. Quarantine over, tell them boys to come outside. And no, it ain't the check, matter fact, where's my mind? Simple as a simple does, don't know what's with cuz, but a couple of these uppercuts will make them straighten up. Moist chest, flexing how you flexing with a moist chest, knowing that your wrist broke. Hope you don't take me for jokes. Smoke, tell me what is that? Do it come in sacks? I'm saying if it isn't that, then take that smoke on back. Get your ass from round here, dreams they get drowned here. We preach life, but each night we embrace the sounds that's found here. Sleep, tell me what is that? Do it come in sacks? If it don't come with a deposit slip, then take that sleep on back. You wanna never mind me, think I ain't telling how it is. For these poses like our souls, if we don't up them, we get killed. In the middle of the street, Paw Patrol sniffing ram the spill. So I'ma keep batting like three Latin until God tells me to chill. Rail spinner, what's a stepper, but so many claim to. And I ain't vouch for none of them, cause vouching is a lame move. You gon' be wearing a halo, cause my vouching ain't gon' save you. You ate food.
I need everybody participation. Hit the motherfucking hearts. Share the line. You already know what it is. Here's a pop-up show.
Mercy, bitch. They be mad cause I be popping. I do this. First to get the cash, flip the bag, I stay lit. Been popping tags, two C's on my hips. I know that I'm the shit. Ain't gotta tell me this. Chocolate chick, mouth slick, talk a lot of shit. All she do is hustle, now she getting all she came to get. No sleep, no nigga gotta eat. Stack money, money, why they acting funny? Tell them Ronnie, Ronnie. Slim thick, she be the shit. He watching how I move, he want a little gangster bitch. But she need a real one, loyal but not thirsty. Do it with both hands up, screaming, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
Pulled up stunt, what about that? Still getting money, what about that? Both wrists lit it up, what about that?
Yeah, that's my girl Mercy, y'all. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow for her interview on Clubhouse Sky Radio.
Still getting money, what about that? Both wrists lit it up, what about that? Your haters ain't lit enough, how about that?
Two CCs for the come up, got my whole vibe, got one up. So good, let me shut up. Tryna hold me back, I'm on the come up. Niggas don't know what I've been through. I'm a real bitch, no see-through. Bless niggas like I choose me, like three of them like I do. Let me get back on my bullshit. Gucci the Prada, you know I'm a nuisance. Solid as fuck, yeah, she the truest. I eat them up, I do this. Make the money, then my team eat. Kings only, bitch, feel me. Flew to the shot, brought it right back. No, I don't bang, but this ain't that. Lord have mercy, you see her. Eating good with my feet up. Both wrists on freeze. Niggas stop playing, you know I'm a beast. Keep my eyes on my own fucking paper. Yeah, my family gotta eat, so motherfucker haters.
Pulled up stunt, what about that? Still getting money, what about that? Both wrists lit it up, what about that? Your haters ain't lit enough. How about that? Pulled up stunt. What about that? Still getting money. What about that? Both wrists lit it up. What about that? Your haters ain't lit enough.
I don't know what the fuck going on, y'all.
What up? How you doing?
Oh, I didn't do that. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. This motherfucker going crazy, y'all.
I think,
All right. I got that shit together. What's cracking? Y'all already know who it is. It's your host, the most, Boss Hizzle, my nizzle, alongside my lovely co-host, Honey. What it do?
Hey, y'all. What's up, Boss? How you doing today?
You already know I'm doing lovely, man. Every time it's a pop-up, it's going to be cracking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know
what's up? What you doing? And we got Tick in the mic. What's happening with you, Tick?
How are you, Boss?
I'm chilling.
Thank you for having me.
No doubt. We waiting on our special guest artist, Allie Black, out of Buffalo, New York. Now, I've been knowing this cat for a long time. Very talented artist, engineer, producer. He do a lot of shit. And I'm glad to have him on the show. So, hopefully he'll be stepping in here in a minute, but until then, what y'all got on y'all mind, ladies?
I just want to dance, you know.
I just want to hear some Renegade, you know. I want to hear Renegade.
Oh, that's what you want to hear. Okay, well, let's go find Renegade then. And in the meantime, in between time, shout out to everybody in here right now. I see you, Shorty. I see you, Deco. I see you, I don't know who I'm missing. Who I'm missing, y'all?
The Nightingale. Uh-huh.
I see the Nightingale. Shout out to the Nightingale. Everybody who up in here right now rocking with me, I appreciate y'all. This is my first show. I'm going to do this just occasionally. Whenever I feel like it, I'm going to just...
He gonna do it when I say do it. That's what he gonna do. He gonna have a motherfucking show.
He's the boss, right?
There is no.
This fucker is hella demanding. She get on my motherfucking nerves. So,
that's right. That's what I'm supposed to do. That's in my job description.
It really is, though. I love it.
Hey, Tick. Love you, Tick.
Love you, honey.
I see my sis up there. I see the Nightingale.
I throw the lottie. So you said
you Lisa, love
thank you.
You said you wanted to hear Renegade, right?
Everyone in the chat love. Hey,
yes, I want to hear that Renegade. Go ahead and play it for I beat you up now. I'm not playing with you.
The Nightingale Nicole Renegade.
Thank you.
Dust.
I got my hand on my renegade. That's my shit right there. Shout out to the Nightingale. The Golden Goose. Ascot Records, baby. Y'all already know what it is. Shout out to my girl, Duchess. I see you, Duchess. Shout out to Lisa. I love you, Lisa. Shout out to Shorty V. Shout out to Chick Radio. I appreciate you. Shout out to my co-host, Honey. What's up? Open up your mic. What you tripping on? Shout out to Lou. I see you. Shout out to who I miss. If I miss you, I apologize. Say something in the chat so I can recognize you, though. Say something in the chat so I can recognize you. Okay. Honey, you back?
I'm here, my bad. Hey, everybody. Yeah. Thank y'all for tuning in.
That's what's up. So, yeah, man, we still waiting on our special guest. I just hit him behind the scene. You know niggas always come a little late, try to make an entrance and shit. Like, why do we do that?
He probably at the strip club. I don't know.
Let's let that be the topic. Chat. Why do black people in particular, African Americans, whatever the fuck you want to call it, whatever the politically correct term is, why do we always be late?
It's also Mexicans. We also do the mañana, you know, mañana. Yeah, mañana, in a little bit, poquito. Sí, yeah, mañana.
So it's not exclusive to black people. That's
no,
cool.
No.
No, we have to go by the person because everybody's different. Because me in particular, if anything, I used to be told when I go to work, I come to work too early. So yeah. I don't know. I usually can't be late. If I am late, it's probably like 1 or 2 minutes, but I'm usually rarely not late.
I mean,
what about you, boss?
Uh-huh. I mean, it's like 50-50. If it's some paper involved, normally I'm gonna be there. But if it's some frivolous bullshit, I may be a little late. I'm the type of nigga. I creep in a club late and leave early and be at home already on Facebook looking at still in the club turned up. I'll be trying to get up.
I have a question for everybody in the chat. Y'all could type your answer or call in if you want to. We only spend a few minutes. But my question to everybody is, if you could revive one deceased celebrity, who would it be and why?
Oh, that's good. That's good. Tick, what would you go with?
I'm thinking.
Hey, you know what? I would have to say Tupac. I can't say nothing other than Tupac.
I knew he was going to say Tupac.
I have to say Tupac. I mean, he's like one of the most greatest artists of all time to me as far as hip-hop is concerned.
Uh-huh. So, I would say Pedro Infante, but that's, you know, that's music in Spanish. But I'll say
Pedro Infante. I'm going to have to check that out.
I'm gonna write it in the chat. Pedro Infante.
Chat, tick, so we can know who that is. I'm not.
Yes, Pedro Infante.
Would you? I know who you would go with, but just for the sake of argument, honey, who would it be? Go ahead and say it.
Huh?
Who would it be? Say it. We all know, but say it.
You know it's gonna be Prince. That's my man right there. I was supposed to have a couple of kids together and everything, you know.
Look, Dutch is always coming with the conspiracy, talking about Tupac and Cuba. Dutch, get on the mic. Come talk to me about that, Dutchess.
Come on, call in, Dutchess.
We need to talk about Tupac being in Cuba. Y'all crazy as hell for that. Okay, hey, but no, look, we got our special guest, so let me go. Hey, we got all kind of motherfuckers trying to get in. Hold on, y'all. Look, everybody pause for a minute. Allie Black, send your request in again so I can get you in here first. And then we're gonna address this whole Cuba thing in a little bit. Hey, come on, Allie Black, hit it again, baby boy, my boy. No Diddy. Hit it again, family. We got Allie Black in the building, one of Buffalo's finest, man. This cat is so hard, boy. Y'all gonna love him. Y'all gonna love me for bringing him to the table whenever we get him in here, man. Allie Black, I can't, let me see. Hold up. Okay, I see you. I see you. No, I see Deco. I see, you gotta call in, man. You gotta call in. We gonna get Duchess on the line real quick just so we can chop it up for a minute. Is she still trying to get on? Duchess, what's up? Okay, I don't see Duchess. Okay, Greenleaf right now. Greenleaf Splash. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Y'all gotta forgive me.
That's what's good,
Duchess? Yeah, we hear you. We hear you. So, please elaborate on. you one of those people, huh? You probably think Elvis still alive too, don't you? Elvis, but Pac and Cuba though, huh?
I'm trying to tell you, you stop playing like you ain't hear my show. I did a whole 3 parts on it. You know somebody threatened me for that show, boss.
Oh, that's crazy. And for y'all who don't know, this is the Duchess Greenleaf Splash Radio right here on Podbean. She go every day. What time you go?
I think she goes 9 p.m.
What time you go, Duchess? Dutch. I don't know. Dutch ain't talking to us no more. Allie Black, what's up, boy?
I finally got in this motherfucker.
So, yeah, this is the man of the hour right here, my man, Allie Black. Man, tell him something they need to know, fam.
Fuck, man. I'm calling all the way from Buffalo, New York, man. Yeah. I'm out here making mad noise. I can't wait to get out there where y'all at and make some noise. I've been listening to the radio show, man, getting everything going, and I just want to say, man, I'm real inspired seeing everything that you're doing, everything that y'all doing at Ascot Radio. Shout out to the Ascot Lions. Y'all doing your thing.
Appreciate it, man. Well, you know, man, you've been along with my journey for a while, so you know. This ain't the first go around with me with this radio type of stuff, man. So I had you on the last So Focus Radio, and now I got you back on my new situation. So, you know, wherever I build a house at, you got a room in there. You know what I'm saying? Somewhere, you know, that ain't nobody going in there, sneaking in there, sleeping on your mattress, man.
Okay.
But I'd like to introduce you to my co-host, Honey. This is Allie Black.
What's up, Allie Black? How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing, Honey?
I'm good. I want to, if you don't mind, I'd like to ask him a question, the same as I asked the people in the chat. I got to ask everybody this question. If you could revive one deceased artist, who would it be and why?
Tupac. That's gonna be immediately Tupac, and the reason why
Tupac.
But elaborate.
What's y'all reason why?
He's the greatest artist of all time. That's my reason.
Oh, okay. I would have did Tupac specifically because of his rebellious spirit. That man grew up a rebel. He was a revolutionary before his time. So do you really think with the shit that's going on in hip-hop right now, Tupac could be going for this shit? Do you know how many hit-em-up songs he would have made past what he already did for the shit that's going on right now? Could you imagine Tupac right now? Come on, man.
So let me ask you. Let me ask you about this. Do you believe in that whole conspiracy theory that he's somehow in Cuba or something like that? How you feel about that?
Nah, I don't believe he in Cuba. I don't believe he in Cuba. A lot of that is hype, man.
Yeah. So tell us about yourself, man. We all love Tupac, man, but tell us about Allie Black, man. Let's start from the beginning and get us up to right now.
Oh, wow. I'm going to try to keep it short. I'm like everybody else, you know, born in this great United States of America, but I'm still growing as a person. I've been doing this music shit for about probably my whole life. pretty much. I was born into a family. Yeah, for real, man. I was born into a family of musicians. So it was like, you know, my uncle was a DJ. My other uncle was an MC. And them niggas was breakdancing and all types of shit.
Shout out Kid Cole.
Yes, yeah, they was definitely doing their thing back in the day. So I was like a young wolf just sitting there just watching all of that going on. So when I grew up, I kind of just found my lane with it. Like I seen music in all forms. Like I've watched them create music in all forms. So I've literally been like subjected to this vibration for a long time. It does something to you. Y'all should try it.
It does. It does. It make you do shit like this. We gonna get right into some music just to set the tone, just to let y'all know why he here right now. And we gonna start off like this.
I be riding the chariot when I come, yo. You better rally the troops and get your gun, yo. Cause when it comes to this war, homie, I'm Sun Tzu. Leave your ass with nowhere to hide, nowhere to run to. I be riding the chariot when I come through. You better rally the troops and get your gun too. Cause when it comes to this war, homie, I'm Sun Tzu. Leave your ass with nowhere to hide, nowhere to run to. Any rapper that disagree, know that I'm a problem. Yeah, my city we putting on, cause we was never starving. On the mic I be killing shit. You see the way I carve them on my rapping gorilla shit. Cause Buffalo the hardest. All my niggas to light up. We smoking all the flavors. I just told them to cut the check. We laughing at the haters. We ain't taking no disrespect. The fuck you niggas talking? If you try me, I catch a body and then we burn the coffin. Just put 50 up at the auction. I'm back to these lyrics. I'm spitting just like a marksman. 716 in my spirit. You see my offense. Bring your head back as a trophy. Who wanna start shit, huh? I'm Armageddon with the weapon on me. Just pay attention. You might learn a couple lessons, homie. I'm still the illest. Never mind if your cousin spit. He don't want the smoke. You don't wanna get your cousin hit. No shit. This is just another shift. Got the gift like Ray Cell was chilling in this bitch. Still a menace till I'm finished. I'm willing to shake the room. Been a villain, now I'm back with a vengeance. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned, nigga.
Don't ever assume we on the same level. Rebel with a cause, of course. I come to bang shovels. I brought the body bags. If anybody got a problem, run up on you with the chainsaw and hockey mask.
I be riding chariot when I come through. You better rally the troops and get your gun too. Cause when it comes to this war, homie, I'm Sun Tzu. Leave your ass with nowhere to hide, nowhere to run to. I be riding the chariot when I come through. You better rally the troops and get your gun too. Cause when it comes to this war, homie, I'm Sun Tzu. Leave your ass with nowhere to hide, nowhere to run to.
Telling y'all see, I know a good artist. I'm telling y'all, I'm bringing that heat. Here's a pop-up show with my man, Ali Black. Man, that was dope, Ali Black. Unmute yourself, sir. Jay Bird in the building.
Shout out to Jay Bird. Shout out to Beezy.
Shout out to Beezy, yeah. Sugar Beezy says she need that collab ASAP, Black. We need you to get it. Open your mic back up, fam. Let me see. Can I? Damn, I can't do it, Black. You got to open your mic, Black.
Shout out to Jay Flash. Shout out to Lou Rock.
Yeah, okay. So, man, tell us about that, man. What inspired that, other than the fact that you're just a dope-ass artist?
I appreciate that. I do a lot of reading. The Art of War was definitely one of my reads. Just basic philosophy when it comes down to strategizing in life. You really got to play chess with this shit. So a lot of people don't understand the rhetoric when you talk about Sun Tzu. Sun Tzu was a philosopher of battle war strategy.
Yeah.
This man was definitely that dude. Like, other countries was using him for their war strategies, and our governments and our country still use the same strategies. They just put their little additives to it. He's the basis of everything.
Crazy. See, this man smart, man. And he gangster. They call him the butcher for a reason. But, honey, go ahead, man. I'm going to let you go ahead. I'm sure you want to hear your voice rather than mine.
So what first got you into music?
Like I said, I grew up in a family full of musicians. I was around it all the time. My uncle used to actually, whenever he would come pick me up, he was the producer. He was the one that was making the beats. So he had big ass speakers in the back of his car. He'd pick me up. And when I would get in the car, I would get to hear one of the new beats that he was making, but he wouldn't talk to me. He would rap to me.
Nice.
And the whole conversation me and him would have in the car would be rap. And if I didn't rap back at him, he would stop and start over and tell me, like, I'm not talking to you. You got to rap to me. I said, oh, shit.
Hey, I heard this story before. He said it the exact same way. So that's when you know a nigga telling the truth.
That's dope, though. That's
brainwashing, man. Lyrical brainwashing.
Hell yeah. So, what are your aspirations in, like, the next, let's just say, 2-3 years?
Next 2-3 years? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to see at least 2-3 million, bro. Like, that's like, yo, for real, man, the grind is crazy. Like, right now, everything in hip-hop is, like, it's so boring that these dudes are sitting here faking all of this stupid beef and all of this trash all over the airwaves right now, and it's catching everybody's attention because what else is hip-hop giving?
Right.
We don't have that energy no more. We don't have that energy no more. We got to be giving them that energy back. So, you know what I'm saying? We just lost a very large source of energy that hip hop had when DMX died.
That's dope.
And,
that's dope.
You know, rest in peace to the dog, you know.
Yeah, man. So tell us about At The Top.
At The Top. That's where I plan to be, man. You already know. Nobody
aims for the bottom. I thought that
was a good segue.
I thought that was a good segue. So we finna get into this Ali Black At The Top right here on Here's a Pop Up Show. Club Ascot.
Yeah. Way too much. I'ma need you to keep it real. Do y'all see what's going on? Why do I have to paint a fucking picture in a song? Huh? Times is different, but my commitment's still the same. Yeah. Take the head off mics and keep the saw with the chain. How come I never change? Y'all niggas switch up. By now y'all got your hands in the air like it's a stick up. Come through, get the move in your furniture like a pickup. Yeah. You kill one of mine and watch all of my niggas clip up. I can handle my liquor. I can't handle death. That's why I live my life like I'm the last nigga left. Everything is a test. I handle it with patience. I'm a fucking mental patient. I have no problems blazing. All hell's what I'm raising. I was born from the night. So when I spit, it's like a blessing in the form of a light. But y'all rather not fuck with me. Y'all know that I'ma shine. Had to make you kiss my ass in the form of a rhyme. I came a long way.
I came a long way.
And I ain't gonna stop.
And I'ma never stop
until the world know my name. I do this shit for hip hop. You thinking it's a game?
They think that it's a game.
Like I ain't got it copped.
Like I ain't got it copped.
Run up on me and get flamed. These niggas ain't gon' kill me. If rap had a heartbeat, my shit pumped to the same rhythm. I'm on go time, so it's necessary. I kill them for the culture. Man, I'ma kill them for the culture. Listen, listen. Don't get it twisted, the doctor fit the prescription. So I'm better than whoever your porta potty get pissed in. Word to the henchman, I'm John Wick with the pencil. Underground king of the Bowery, go get your crypto. Your big bro, call me big bro. Homie, I flow like Kimbo mixed with Lou Ferrigno. This shit is easy, I be blanking on him. Come and see me, I'm in a low. He know I put a spanking on him. Tell parole it's a rap, I'm back cooking. I'm still number one when I rap, I smack rookies. Your cookie crumble, I'm only humble when paper coming. So tell these niggas stop fucking with me and pay some homage. The doctor called me, he told me I was a dropaholic. Cause I be shitting on niggas until I stop the toilet. Can't do a song with me, nigga, I'm left eye. Burn a house down of any MC that I chastise. Easily, you can see that I'm one of the best, ride. Up against me, you should stop or get all of your flesh fried. It's open season, I be smoking trees. Cause I'm the reason niggas get murdered. Be careful when I
came
coach
a long
you.
Way. I came a long way. And I ain't gonna stop.
And I'ma never stop
until the world know my name.
Yeah.
I do this shit for hip hop. You thinking it's a game?
Thinking it's a game?
Like I ain't got it copped.
Like I ain't got it copped.
Run up on me and get flamed.
I'm not playing.
These niggas ain't gon' kill me at the top.
Yeah. Yeah. You already know.
Well, Ascot Records, here's a pop up show. Y'all already know what it is. Ali Black in a building.
That's what happened when we pop up on him. You know what I mean?
Man, killing him, killing him. What y'all think about that, chat? Let's get some real time feedback, chat. What y'all think about that? I already know what y'all think, but I mean, you know, honey, what you think about that?
I love it. That shit was lit. Love the flow and everything. So yeah. That's a On a scale of 1 through 10, that's a 10 for me. And it's mixed down really good, but his vocals are awesome. 10.
Hey, and that's what I told you, and that's what I want to get into, man. Not only is he, y'all hear the lyrical game, the bars, right. The pink game is cold. The man also produced, he engineered. Tell us something about that, Ali Black.
Man, sometimes you got to put your hands in everything in order to get this thing going. I've been trying to do everything. I'm serious, man, because it's like, it costs a lot of money. It costs a lot of time. The money you can make, but the time you can't get back. So it's like, you got to set up all of these appointments with people and be on everybody else's schedule. And a lot of times the music don't wait. You got to get it out your system. Like a person like myself, I have a lot of energy. So it comes out, the music comes out. So I got to keep a constant flow of music going. I can't afford to sit in the studio 24 hours.
That's what's
ain't nobody calling me. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody calling me saying, hey, I got budget money for you. So I got to do this myself. You feel me? You know what I mean? Like sometimes you got to do that, man. And it's the only way that the real going to be heard is if we just take the reins and do it ourselves. This industry is fucked.
That part. I remember one, shout out to my girl Mona. I remember when I brought her out to Buffalo, man, one of the first things I told her is, hey, we got to get with Black, man. And we got with Ali Black, and he made some magic happen with her. So, man, Ali Black is, man, my dude. So, what's next on the menu, man? I see you doing all these shows, and are you promoting the album? Are you what's the situation with you?
Yeah, the Feast is coming, man. That's the album name. It's going to be called The Feast. I'm going to drop an EP probably consecutively every 2 to 3 months on purpose just because I want to stay at least a month ahead of the game. You know, this game is quarterly. Everything is quarterly. So I want to be at least a month ahead on every project just to give it that extra promotion boost because nowadays everything is about promotion. So I've just been sitting back just planning and formulating this little strategy of mine, man. But I'm trying to reach everywhere. Like I got fans in the UK right now that's buzzing. Shout out to everybody that's in the UK. And I also got we got movies that's coming out. I got another movie that's out right now on Tubi. It's called Slap Straight. You know what I mean? It's by a production company called Luminary Figures. Everybody, y'all could log in to luminaryfigures.com and y'all can check this movie out. This joint is dope. Y'all can get on Tubi and look for it. Y'all can get on any of these little streaming platforms. I don't know if we on Netflix yet. Netflix is a difficult company, but you know what I'm saying? We everywhere else right now with the joint. The movie doing numbers. We overseas with everything. Like, so the money is the main focus. And, you know, shout out to all the artists that's down with Ascot and all the artists that's listening, man. Like, y'all really got to put y'all foot in this shit. If y'all really going to do this shit, man, put y'all foot in this shit while y'all got the time.
Hell yeah. I see my boy Jay Bird in the building, man. He out there in Buffalo with you, man. Y'all definitely got a link. He produced some of the coldest shit, man. So, and shout out to my boy Ron O'Neill. I see you, my nigga. Buffalo in the building. See, I gotta bring Ali Black to bring Buffalo in the building.
Nah, you ain't gotta say that, man. Ron O'Neill, that's my brother, man. Me and that nigga been knowing each other for years, man. Jay Bird, if you in the town, man, you already know, man. I like to link with energy. You know what I mean? If you got that energy, bro, bring it. You feel me? Like anybody that's doing this, man, that's just how I am. As long as niggas is really focused and really got their energy right, like you'd be surprised what the hell you can create with somebody.
Yeah, definitely dope. Now, I have a question that's it's slightly controversial. You don't have to answer it if you don't want to, but I wouldn't be me if I didn't ask it. How do you feel about the other cat in Buffalo going by the name The Butcher? Because I know where the butcher, who the original butcher of Buffalo is.
I mean, how I feel about it personally, man, I don't feel no way about it. Because at the end of the day, when you go looking for meat, you don't just go to one place. You know what I'm saying? It's different butchers. You know what I'm saying? He's a butcher in his own mind. I'm a butcher in my own right. You know what I'm saying? But, and that's just what it is. I'm the butcher of rat, just to make it clear.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know what he butchers, but I'm the butcher of rap.
It's just funny to me because, you know, it's funny to me because he kind of got his moniker walked and then he tried to, I said, man, that's crazy. Like, you know, You know, because shout out to 2 Chainz, you know what I'm saying? And then that moniker got ripped away. Yeah. And then he tried to, you know, I said, man, that's, but I'm going to get off of that. We're going to keep it positive energy.
I mean, real shit, though, boss. Like, that's how the game go, though. You know what I mean? It's a dog eat dog world. You know what I mean? That shit happened to him. You know what I mean? Because he knew he had his business in, you know what I'm saying? He already knew he didn't have his business in line with that at the time. You know what I'm saying? That was a lesson that he learned. So I had to take it as a lesson as well. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I know what it's hitting for. But like I said, it's really 2 different monikers if you really look at it, because he's Benny the Butcher.
And shout out, we're going to say it. Shout out Benny the Butcher, man. He definitely putting on for Buffalo. And, you know, I've been rocking with him for a while. We had him on Show Focus Radio. Hopefully he ain't too big to get over here on Ascot Radio. But right now we got Ellie Black, the Butcher of rap. You know what I'm saying? And we gonna get into the sticks and stones, y'all.
Yeah. 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 Rest in peace, Shanny Jones. Let's go. Y'all niggas better stop trying to fit in. Standing out. Hey, yo. My enemies don't stand up to me. They offer apologies, hoping that they can silence me. But I'm a legend, so other legends, they copy me. Now they run a monopoly. Standing on boardwalk, flexing, nobody stopping me. I stay above y'all with the bars like an apostrophe. It ain't a beat safe and other rappers monotony. And I'm the reason it's a rap nigga killing season. A lot of y'all be in the way, a lot of thick eating. Y'all condoning this shit like it's alright, when they know I'm just one hit away from being the light. Give me a microphone and lightning to strike, and these holy fields be the same nigga Tyson to bite. These dudes is different, but y'all see who really spitting. So get your ass up off the pot if you ain't really shitting. The people in position need to let the world listen. To knock the doors off the hinges is my only mission. I know some brothers in the pen doing a lonely sentence. That fake love of how you tweaking on your co-defendant. Still I'ma eat regardless. My chemistry and symmetry on any beat retarded. They think I'm local cause I'm comfortable with local artists. But they the future, I just school them so they know the target. I do the most when I write. My pen smoke and ignite. I like the weed. Bring it back to the real MCs. The industry's full of shit and I'm what they really need. Go to war with everybody, let's really see. Never need a ghostwriter, this really me. The 9 on my waistline, allergic to FaceTime. That's why I don't waste time on IG. I took the charge, look me up, you can find me. Hey, yeah, to keep it solid, these niggas is novice. Thought they was keeping me a secret, but niggas is watching. I do this shit in every city, just send your deposit. Man, I ain't fucking with these hoes, cause bitches is toxic. Man, I ain't fucking with these hoes, cause bitches is toxic.
Ellie Black, the Butcher of Rap, in the building, all the way from Buffalo, New York. You know what I mean? I'm connected, y'all. I'm telling y'all, my arms reach real far. You know what I'm saying? My arms. Tell him I'm Mr. Global Coastal, man. I'm Mr. Global Coastal. But, honey, go ahead and do your thing, baby.
Okay, so I have 2 questions, Ellie, if I'm saying your name right. Excuse me.
You good?
I have a professional question and I have an unprofessional question. Which one do you want first?
Whichever one. Go ahead, shoot.
Okay, so from the time that you started your music journey, what advice would you give to someone that's just now starting?
Work. This shit is a lot of fucking work. And when you think you're tired of working at this shit, it's going to call you again. So you might as well just work as hard as you can now so that you're going to have time to enjoy this shit later, because this shit's starting to become like the NBA. Actually, it's been that way for a while, but I mean, it's getting harder and harder, and they go by age. So if you're a person that's really, really passionate about what you're doing, this shit is not easy, okay? It's not going to be a overnight thing. And to make sure y'all got all y'all T's and y'all I's dotted and your T's crossed, make sure y'all read, man, study. Don't just sign off on anything, because these niggas is vultures out here. Word. No ditties.
Okay. Okay,
you gotta say that now. And all advice, you have to say no Diddy now.
Yeah, that's a shame, but you do, you do. And my second question, which is unprofessional, what type of women do you like, for the women out there in the chat that wants to know? What type of women do you like if you are available?
Ooh. Oh man. Well, I'm gonna be honest with you. I love all God's creatures, especially the ones of the other gender. So, you know, as long as it's women, I'm really into personalities. I'm really into intellect. I'm also into fat asses and you know.
That makes you clap. I know.
I was gonna say, man, come on now. I was gonna say, man, come on now, Black. Listen to get. See, I know you, my nigga. This ain't no internet shit, nigga.
You gotta give them both. Yeah. You gotta give them both, because if you don't tell them you want something that's gonna stimulate the mind, then you gonna get some. You gonna get a fat ass and some pretty feet, but her brain gonna be numbed in a motherfucker. That's not what I want.
Hey, Allie, give them both. Allie Black to have some bad bitches in his repertoire too. I ain't gonna.
Yeah, everybody know what I mean. That's crazy.
I mean, you know, I didn't have my share, man. But you know, at the end of the day, I'm a ladies' man. I just like the attention. I like being around female company, because you know, a lot of times being around these men is just not where it's at. You know,
yeah,
it's not
where it's at. You see, Ask are full of females. We got all females. We got like two dudes.
You started a harem, bro. You got a harem.
Shout out to all my lionesses. Shout out to the Nightingale, honey. Shout out to Sugar Beezy. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Lisa. Yes. Shout out to Monica. Monica, she's officially Ascot. Tick Radio. So what's up, Monica?
How are you, Ali? Nice to meet you. Hi, everyone. In the chat, okay, I'm listening to. I just have one question. At the same time that you're an artist, you're also an engineer. Is that what I understood?
Yes.
Okay. So it's a very interesting, because and I don't know if you feel this in the industry, but the blend of being an engineering and then at the same time creative artist, you have to keep a balance, because otherwise I think you're going to be bombarded with all these ideas and you just have to minimize, you know, in order to, how do you keep that balance?
That is kind of, that's a deep question. I appreciate that one, because really people don't understand. It's a mental struggle. To be honest, I actually like to center myself by just doing breathing exercises. Because a lot of times I have too many thoughts going through my head. Like I have to sit myself in one lane at a time. And I had to learn how to do that, because if I kept just stretching myself too thin in every area, I was never getting anything done. Like I have to space my time out, directed in one direction. I'm multi-talented, so I know how to do many things. But in order for me to get things done, I had to learn how to basically compartmentalize my time frame in order to make it happen. In a comfortable form. That's the only harmony, only balance that I get, is if I can time everything. It's hard. It's definitely hard.
That's amazing. And do you see that going into the future of, you know, these generations? And I'm just putting it out as a consciousness question. Do you see that these generations, you know, the alpha generation, Generation Z or X, how can we learn from each other? Because there's going to be a point that, you know, we're going to have that process. Not only you as an artist, we as a, you know, people that promote your artists, and it's going to be kind of an effect. How can we learn from others? Or do you see this going into the future of the industry? Kind of a balance, each talent and each.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, well, the thing about that is I'm doing it in a one-man army type of fashion, because I'm a very, like, centered to myself type of person. Not everybody, you know, likes that style of doing things, especially if you have a good team. If you can get a good team of people that actually have the same focus, same mindset about their business, you know, they're good with people, they know how to, you know, network, and they can get the job done, then that's great. But if you're a person who's just working with the minimal you know, I don't have brothers that are sitting next to me that are willing to learn this type of stuff. They all have their own lives. This is my dream. So in order to make my dream happen, this is just the, you know, an idea of the extent of how far I'm willing to go in order to make my dream happen. At the end of the day, if it was my choice, I would have a team of engineers and I would have, you know, all of that stuff. So that way I don't have to just sit here and drain myself to death. Once that part comes, then I'll be able to just focus on being an artist. And that's the goal, basically.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. No, yeah, that's what I see. And I was observing and listening the way you were, the music, because I'm more of a sense, you know, I sense through the voice, through the feelings, and I connect with the energy, and I sense this, and you know, I just want to put it out, because there's so many artists, you know, new artists that are going to join Club Oscar Radio. And, you know, they might not find that balance, or they might not find those answers. You know, it's not only the creativity or the point of, I want to do this or follow my passion. You know, there's also a balance that you need to keep. And it's very important, you know, to talk about that. But thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So tell the people where to keep in contact with you. I'm sure everybody going to want to follow you and, where can they find your music?
Anybody on Instagram or Twitter, or should I say X, excuse me. It's @ The Butcher of Rap, all properly spelled, but all one word. The Butcher of Rap. I also have my own website. I also posted it in the comments. AliBlackMusic.com. That's AliBlackMusic.com. Y'all can go there, subscribe. Anytime I post something, anytime I put some new music out, new videos, all of that, it's a collective on that page. So you'll be in tune. I'm about to start getting it to where my shows will be all lined up on there. So if I'm coming to a city near you, you will be able to see it in advance. It won't just be a pop-up. This is a pop-up. This is how you pop up.
Two more questions. Shoot them.
Okay,
let's go.
So first question, I'm just going to ask them together. First question is, who do you want to work with that's alive? The second question is, what artist that's out now that you think is overrated? And that's the two questions.
Whoa, okay. Who do I want to work with that's alive? And I want to be clear, are we talking about in the industry or in general?
In general, it doesn't have to be in the industry.
That I want to work with.
Ooh. Besides me, I'm just kidding. Go
ahead. I was about to say, it's a lot of people at Ascot that I was, you know, I've been listening to y'all music and stuff. So, you know, we can start there.
Hey.
I got to get back in the booth with Boss Hog. Be honest.
We had some fire, boy.
I need to get back in the booth or I'm going to beat him up. I'm
retired. I keep telling y'all I'm retired.
You're not retired. Not till I say you are.
You're not retired. That is against the rules, bro.
Hey, man. What's the second part of the question?
The second part of the question was who in the industry right now is overrated?
Yes.
Drake. I hear the background.
Everybody.
It could be more than one person.
Everybody. Everybody. Okay. Everybody. And I'm gonna be honest, like, the only people that are really, really making music, I'm quite sure y'all all have y'all favorites, but they're the people who are making songs that are actually rememberable. The majority of these songs are like Pop-Tarts, man. They gone in a minute. You don't hear about them no more. I remember the artists that used to come out, drop music, and you would be singing a song 2, 3, 4, 5 years later. We still go back and listen to their music now. Timeless music. They don't make that no more. This Pop-Tart sure style of music, yeah, this shit is here and now, and it's gone tomorrow. So, fuck that. These niggas is overrated. We need to start putting our shit out, because I promise you, it's more passion and thunder and love in the music that's in this room right here on Ascot Radio than it is in the industry.
Right, and I'm tired of seeing niggas wearing pocketbooks. Like, what the
fuck? Oh, my God. The purse trend—they need to be lined up and robbed.
So you got a lot of people out here showing you love. Ryan, you got something you want to say before we get about, before we let Ellie Black up out of here? You got something you want to say?
Hell no! I just said live life, get money.
Oh, that's right.
Live life, get money. Punch niggas in the face.
That part. And you got any shout outs you want to give up, Ali Black?
Man, shout out to all y'all, man. We got to make sure we get more listeners in here, man, for real. I love it. The whole energy, the whole vibe. I can actually see this being something bigger, man. Like, we got to make this big.
That's what's up. I just need help from, I need help from y'all, man. And everybody listening on all, because we got the people that's in here, but we on also on iMusic, iRadio, Spotify. So it's a lot of listeners. Yeah.
Hey, yo,
so,
hey, yo, what you got going on, you heard? But I be busy at work. Man. I'm finally off. That's why I'm finally here and shit. I love what you got going on, you heard?
I already know, man. It is. We going to make it happen, man. So we going to get up out of here with his. Well, we ain't going to get up out of here, but we going to let Ali Black go handle his business. But before we do that, we going to bang his track history. Let's go, y'all.
Let's go.
Shit. Walking up in the club with your bitch, jewelry on. Niggas looking at you all crazy. I see you, niggas. He look at me like he pissed at me. When all I want to do is make history. A couple of shots, what you get from me? A couple of shots, what you get from me? Now she look at me like she's sick of me. When all I want to do is make history. A grill in her mouth when she kissing me. But she in love with the sex.
I said I came in the door already on shit. On shit. I'm by myself, I can't tell if you rap niggas know this. Nope, I'm not like you. I rock chains, I swing Cadillac doors. But that don't mean my heart pump the same bullshit that's in yours. Nope, it's not that I don't try to fit up in the same circles as you. I don't, it's just that I don't blend well with these fake niggas. You do. So I'm gonna keep my dead homies that's watching over me proud. Rest in peace. Until they free my niggas, I'm gonna keep holding y'all down. I see y'all niggas don't like me, y'all don't like me. It's okay.
It's okay, man.
Cause I come from the same city as Rick James and OJ. You can't ignore these hits, I can make everybody turn up. I'm already at your neck, y'all must have forgot, dog. I already got us.
He look at me like he pissed at me. When all I want to do is make history. A couple of shots, what you get from me? A couple of shots, what you get from me? Now she look at me like she's sick of me. When all I want to do is make history. A grill in her mouth when she kissing me. Cause she in love with the 716 in me. He look at me like he pissed at me. When all I want to do is make history. A couple of shots, what you get from me? A couple of shots, what you get from me? Now she look at me like she's sick of me. When all I want to do is make history. A grill in her mouth when she kissing me. She in love with the 716 in me. Only my real niggas feeling me. Cause my enemies dreaming of killing me. And my demons be calling my soul. But my soul just won't answer the phone. No, I be writing these rhymes in my sleep. Cause the devil be sending me tweets. He get mad when I never reply. I remind him that God is alive. And if heaven is shaped like a woman, I'ma pray for I beat up the pudding. Have a screaming and clawing and scratching. I'm a gangster, I'm down for the action. I don't fit in with y'all cause I'm built to lead. Hit me any beat, crush it like Hercules. That's the reason they call me a lethal weapon. Cause my lyrics paint pictures, you see the message. These rap niggas don't want me to shine. Somebody tell them niggas stop wasting their time. Cause if you don't like me, you a hater too. Talk a lot of shit, that's what a hater do. He look at me like he pissed at me. When all I want to do is make history. A couple of shots, what you get from me? A couple of shots, what you get from me? Now she look at me like she's sick of me. When all I want to do is make history. A grill in her mouth when she kissing me. She in love with the 716 in me. He look at me like he pissed at me. When all I want to do is make history. A couple of shots, what you get from me? A couple of shots, what you get from me? Now she look at me like she's sick of me. When all I want to do is make history. A grill in her mouth when she kissing me. She in love with the 716 in me.
Shout out to Ali Black. Make sure y'all go follow him on all social media platforms. We're going to get into my girl, Honey. Stripper Pole. Let's go.
You are now tuned in to HONEE. Bust It Wide Open Radio. This song is for the strippers in the club and for the ladies who like to shake that ass. Keep requesting this track so we can keep it in heavy rotation. Let's have fun tonight. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Throw it, shake it on that stripper pole. Bounce it, twerk it on that stripper pole. Clap it.
like a round of applause. Lit blue motherfucker, shake the ass. You a boss bitch, Ned like flashing every time my ass drop low. Baby, give it to me. That's what it's made for. Throw this shit back like you get in the bag. I got plenty ass, ain't gotta brag. Got an honor booty, got it from my mama. I'm that bitch, call me Madonna. Sweat me, strip it, I'm so bodacious. Do check me out, goddamn good gracious. What's your name? What's your number? Was it you thought I heard on the lap dance? Tabletop, shout and make that pussy pop. Bring it back, do the wop. Who the shit, that's how we rock. No gangsta shit, I came to dance. My titties real, no implants. Put them niggas in the trance. Such motherfucker, a prince pants. In my zone, don't give no fuck. You can look, but you can't touch. Juicy sweet, grind my waist, just cut it. Baby, wanna taste. Ass cheeks dripping like a kangaroo. All my ladies, what we came to do? East, west, north, south, shake that shit and show out. Hang on tight, don't let go. Upside down on the pole, bust it wide open. B-I-W-O, throw it, shake it on that stripper pole. Bounce it, twerk it on that stripper pole. Clap it, drop it on that stripper pole. Wind up, slow down on that stripper pole. Throw it, shake it on that stripper pole. Bounce it, twerk it on that stripper pole. Clap it, drop it on that stripper pole. Wind up, slow down on that stripper pole.
Bounce it and bounce it and bounce it. Call my accountant, girl, I thought about it. Love when you dancing erotic. Get me excited, now I want you to ride it. We can kick it Kawasaki. How that sound about it? Baby, I get you excited. You ride the pole like a body, I throw the lot it. Baby, we keeping it loud. Bounce it, break it on that stripper pole. Throw it and shake it up on that stripper pole. You know the way it fucking go. Bounce up and down when you throwing the pole. Bounce up and down when you throwing the pole. Bounce it and break it up on that stripper pole. Throw it and shake it up on that stripper pole. You know it, the way that it gon' go. Bounce up and down when you throwin' the pole. Bounce up and down when you throwin' the pole. Bounce up and down when you throwin' the pole. Shawty walked in, so you already know. She with her friends and ain't doing the most. Caramel peaches, I'm looking for both. Walk on the stage, now she gripping the pole. Doing some dance, never seen it before. Slowly but surely taking off her clothes. Guess that's why they call it stripper pole. Whoa.
Throw it, shake it on that stripper pole. Bounce it, twerk it on that stripper pole. Clap it, drop it on that stripper pole. Wind up, slow down on that stripper pole. Throw it, shake it on that stripper pole. Bounce it, twerk it on that stripper pole. Clap it, drop it on that stripper pole. Wind up, slow down on that stripper pole.
Ask our very own honey with stripper pole. Tell us about that song, honey. What's the significance of that song to you? Why is that your favorite song on the Bust It Wide Open EP?
It's my favorite song because my son is on the second verse. that's the first song that him and I recorded together. And so that's what made it special for me. I mean, of course I wouldn't put him on nothing that's extremely explicit. I wouldn't have him on nothing like that, no matter how old he is, but he's grown, for those that don't know. He's a grown man. He's 24. So I felt like that song was appropriate for him to be on. And he loved the track. And yeah, so we're going to be doing some more songs as well. I told my daughter, I said, you're going to get a whipping if you don't get on the song with me.
That's what's up. Shout out to Love Star. And y'all go, all y'all waiting on that BIWO Bust It Wide Open EP. It will be available any day now. We going through some issues with distribution, and it's out of my control, but that should be dropping any day now, so we're going to definitely keep y'all posted, and we all waiting for that to drop. We all waiting for that to drop. Chick, what's up? What's on your mind, Monica? Holla at your boy, mommy.
Oh, you know, I love that energy, and looking at Honey being co-host, I have an idea. So I'll send you the idea. I just thought of it. I said, I need to geek because she's so good at it. And I'm like, you know, I have to geek it out. I won't say it here because it's going to be a surprise, but I think you're going to like it. So yeah, I love, you know, Ali Ali, that's what it impresses me, you know, the engineering part of it, you know, sometimes, and because I go through that struggle, and I'm sure everyone that is here that is an artist and is a co-creator, like, you know, a content creator goes through that, you know, how you put a balance, especially when you're moving a lot of energy, you know, passion, right. Your passion, your writing, you're spending so many hours. So that's why we want to make sure we help each other, you know. Okay, so you're good at creating. Okay, so we're good at promoting, you know. You're good at writing. Okay, so we'll handle, but we just need to be honest with ourselves, you know.
Right. Everybody use their best. Everybody yeah. use their best talent to move the machine.
Exactly. And that's how we grow each other. But see, without any, you know, any fear, without any limitations, you know, because we're only the 1%, boss and honey and everyone in the chat. We're only representing the 1%. So we have a 99% that we need to hit. How? Well, let's work together, you know, see what's how can we balance each other?
Collaboration over competition. Collaboration.
I love it. Yeah.
So speaking of projects, Ask Our Records, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy, Jay Flash. Everybody go get his new single, Agitar, available wherever you like to get your music from. We're going to get into that right now.
The way you shake it on me.
Move that ass, mama.
That ass sticking in jeans.
Move that ass, mama.
You got me all over you.
Move that ass, mama.
She's a freaky one too.
God damn, all that ass fuego. I just blew damn near a racket pesos. Whispered in her ear like he had a sex so. She grabbed me by the dick and they wanna let go. She like C, guapo. And she heard of me, I give respect in the tote like I'm El Chapo. She got a sign of cooking when I wake up. Neck and wrist shine like a nigga Walker Jacob. You ain't know, I'm the numero uno. Soy el wey. Haters like paparazzi, they on me. While these hoes curve you like, go that way. I'm in this whole new lane, they better up my pay.
Move that ass, mama.
The way you shake it on me.
Move that ass, mama.
That ass stick in them jeans.
Move that ass, mama.
You got me all over you.
Move that ass, mama.
She's a freaky one too.
Move that ass, mama.
The way you shake it on me.
Move that ass, mama.
That ass stick in them jeans.
Move that ass, mama.
You got me all over you.
Move that ass, mama.
She's a freaky one too.
What you thought? Nigga just fell off, I was in the back. The hoe took her drawers off, here to get it back. Had to put the crown on, that ass go up and down. Dow Jones, how many shots of Patron does it take to make you wanna keep the thing, huh? What? The bag on me, so it don't matter how much I gotta pay, huh? What? Stella Rosa by the glass, both hands gripped around that ass. 50 came with the hook, so you know you gotta let that nigga smash.
Move that ass, mama.
The way you shake it on me.
Move that ass, mama.
That ass sticking in jeans.
Move that ass, mama.
You got me all over you.
Move that ass, mama.
She's a freaky one too.
Move that ass, mama.
The way you shake it on me.
Move that ass, mama.
That ass sticking in jeans.
Move that ass, mama.
You got me all over you.
Move that ass, mama.
She's a freaky one too.
Shout out to Mick Moti, y'all.
Sunshine, Gorilla Glue, car wash, these women. Sunshine, Gorilla Glue, car wash, these women. Fresh fit, Chuck T's, fat sack, Laker hat. Welcome to LA, home of the Shaq Attack. You won't get a quarterback. Big perm, big worm, bust a U-turn. I'm on one today, I'm calling the plays. Offensive coordinator, you niggas Hollywood. Terminator, oh, I don't rent the Rari. Come through in the Chevy with a 10 crack partially. Whipping and dipping, feeling the breeze smoking. Feeling black and knees in my seat sunken. All about Kobe, no diss to Duncan. Watts, Inglewood, South Central, Com. Sunshine, oh. Gorilla Glue, oh. Car Wash, oh. These women, oh. Sunshine, oh. Gorilla Glue, oh. Car Wash, oh. These women, oh. Oh. All day, every day, like big pride on them.
Oh.
The cartel on them. We just enjoying the breeze, collabing for cheese, all in the family.
Oh.
Hit the stove for the hips, hit the stove for the fifth, hit the stove for the chips.
Oh.
I'm loaded when I limp, I can never be a simp. Watch me dip you like shrimp.
Oh.
Sunny days, thick thighs and Kool-Aid. With a majority of women, won't they rent pay? Stay clever, intelligent, elephant on that ass. Let's enjoy ourselves and have a blast.
Sunshine, oh.
Gorilla Glue,
oh.
Car Wash.
Shout out to everybody that tuned in.
Sunshine, oh. Gorilla Glue,
oh.
Car Wash,
oh.
These women,
oh. Oh.
Shine,
oh.
Gorilla Glue,
oh.
Car Wash,
oh.
These women,
oh.
Sunshine,
oh.
Gorilla Glue,
oh.
Car Wash,
oh.
These women,
oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh. Shout out to Mick Moti, y'all. We had a great interview with him. If y'all didn't catch it live, make sure y'all check us out on Spotify. You can catch any shows you miss or any show that you enjoy, like today's show that you want to listen to again. You can catch us syndicated on Spotify. What's good with you, honey?
What's good? You have any Sugar Beezy music on cue?
Sugar Beezy ain't blessing us with no music. Sugar Beezy, we have a request, and I need you to hit me real quick. ASAP, ASAP, ASAP.
Call in, Beezy. I know you hear
so
me.
So listen. Speaking of Sugar Beezy, everybody that's tuned in right now, make sure y'all tune in tomorrow, 9 p.m. Pacific time, Sugar Beezy, Club Ascot Radio with special guest Mercy, fire artist out of Southern Cali, Pomona to be exact. Y'all definitely don't want to miss that.
I have a question for Tick.
Yes, mi amor. I'm here for you.
So, if you had a chance to interview any famous person, like, who would you want to interview? It don't have to be a musician. It could be an artist or an actress, actor. Who would it be?
Gloria Estefan.
Gloria Estefan. That's
Gloria
good.
Estefan. Yes.
Nice. Yeah, why?
She is the, you know, she's behind Emilio Estefan. And Emilio Estefan has been behind a lot of, Latin artists. And she has a lot of knowledge. And then there's a song that she wrote, Con los años que me quedan. And she is so talented woman. And I see how her daughter now, you know, I think her daughter is 13 years old, close to that. And she is so amazed with how she plays instruments and how, and it's all the inherit, you know, from her parents. So it will be my, you know, my dream to come true. Yeah, interview her.
She has great music, so I understand that. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
She's very good. Very good.
Who was yours, honey?
You already know.
Yeah, but say it, honey. Say it.
El DeBarge.
Shout out El DeBarge.
I would love to work with El DeBarge. In more ways than one, but
hey, and mine will be Maya for the same reason. I would love to work with her in many
really?
Different positions.
See, we can work together on that. I bring you Maya, you bring me L.
Man, let's get to work. Shout out to the old man. I see you, man. Old man going on vacation, man. I'm jealous, old man. Make
what?
Sure you, yeah, mm-hmm. man. Old man and wifey going on vacation. Make sure you and Zigzag. Zigzag and Dutch.
Dutch and the Zigzag.
Y'all make sure y'all look out for that, man. The old man definitely putting out some great content. He a great supporter of Ascot Radio. We love him over here. So make sure y'all lock in with him. Yancy, same thing. Make sure y'all lock in. Shorty V trying to talk to me? What? Let's get do that again, Shorty V. We definitely want to talk to you.
Come on in, Shorty.
Nah, ain't no sorry. Hell no. We need you.
Come on in.
Nah, man. Come on. Introduce yourself.
I'm going to send Diddy over your house if you don't call in.
They ain't trying to come in. Oh, man, come in. It's a family affair. Come on. Shorty V, let's go. Shorty V, let's go. What's up, Shorty V? What's good, Shorty?
There you go.
That was a must.
Hey, Shorty.
That was a must. Hey, honey. Hey, Tick. Hey, boss.
Hi, beautiful.
Hey.
Same question.
What you got cooking over there?
My favorite.
I'm doing some, what you call them, jumps? Red velvet cookies. I'm going to do some, what I got? I got some ribs. I'm going to do some honey bourbon ribs with some rice.
Honey.
Yeah, that's
what I love some ribs now.
Man.
Yeah.
I told Shorty V, I officially proposed to Shorty V, y'all, so I'm waiting for a response. I'm trying to marry Shorty V and have Honey as my mistress.
What?
I am the cleaner, okay?
I love y'all. I appreciate it. But Shorty V, tell the people what you got going on over on your podcast, Shorty V.
On my podcast is the Tweety Lounge. You know, we have fun over there. It's a lot of fuckery going on. A lot of fuckery, you feel me?
Hey.
But, you know, it's all fun. You know, it's a family thing. You know what I mean? We're a big pride being family. You know, we do talent shows. We showcase, you know, poetry, spoken word, you know, singing. We do independent artists. You know, we got a lot of Am Scott, Case. You know, we got all they, you know, music. We need more.
You know.
And I got my co-host Crazy, Mayor Crazy. That's my co-host.
Shout out to Mayor.
Yeah. You know, they give me a lot of shit up over there. Every little thing they do, they be watching and hearing, you know.
Man, they be getting they be trying to give it to Shorty and she be giving it right back.
And I be sending everybody to the corner. I don't care who else.
That's what's up. Shout out to you.
Follow her, Podbean, for real.
Definitely. Shout out to you and your family, Shorty.
You know.
And I love my cup. I got the Shorty V. Yeah, I got the Shorty V cup, y'all.
Check
it out on Instagram. That's, you know, it's a very special to me. Until I get the.
He said he wanted that cup when he first seen it.
Yep. Soon as they posted, I want that. Yeah.
And then the crazy thing is when I picked the numbers, like. And he won. And I'm like, that's some crazy shit.
Destiny, I'm telling you. See, what you call it? Tick, synchronicity.
Synchronicities, yes. We're synchronicities, correct.
Synchronicity, y'all.
Crick, shut your ass up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So everybody make sure y'all go tune in to Shorty V and them over there at the Tweety Lounge. Who else want to come in? Nightingale, come in. Let's talk to the, we need some Nightingale kisses. Nightingale, come on in here.
Come on, Nightingale.
Hi.
What's good with you?
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Nightingale in the building, y'all. What's up?
Hey, sis.
Hi, honey. I was stripper poling it with no pole.
So the same question for you. And if Shorty come back on, I'll ask her the same question. what artists do you want to work with?
Like dead or alive, or just anybody?
Yeah, just anybody.
They gotta be alive.
Yeah.
Besides all my Ascot Radio, everybody, I really was always trying to work with Lionel Richie, but for some reason, like, I'm gonna, like, put him behind me now. I think I had a crush on him when I was, like, little, you know, like the Commodores, and I'm in love with, like, a man. Really, like, I think I was as a kid. Like, I'd see his face, and he was like, hello. Is it Nicole?
We got a live song.
I felt like maybe he was talking to me in that song for a reason or something, but maybe I need to go with El DeBarge or Prince or some of the honey people. But I would love to work with Michael or Janet or any of the Jacksons or
Now you know I'm gonna tell Young Pride tonight when we go to KGCN. Make sure everybody tune in to KGCN. Ooh. You know I'm telling on you when we get to KGCN tonight, right?
Yeah, I can't be.
Why you gonna do that?
Because she didn't mention Cali at all. She said all them artists and didn't mention Young Prodigy.
Wait. But she said everybody in KGCN. She said everybody first over there first. Besides y'all, then she started naming other ones. See, you ain't
KGCN.
Like, the Nightingale is supposed to be like this man eater. I can't get eight. And
you already know.
There could be one special little man that could eat up the Nightingale in a minute. Can't reveal those things. I have to keep it to yourself.
Shout out to Lisa too. You know she got her crush. We all know who her crush is. I ain't gonna say no names, Lisa.
Shorty, who you want to work with? Yeah, after Nicole
finished. No, the Nightingale is just
who I what?
That's a hold shout on. Out to our family and how much we love Ascot and how we love everybody and Tick Radio and Shorty and Mayor and all of us are family. So heck yeah.
Shout out to the old man, Yancy, yeah, everybody. Yeah. Shout out to the Post and I'm sure I'm missing a lot of them, but yeah, everybody that rock with us. So Shorty, what's your answer? Who would you want to interview?
Interview?
Yeah.
Of course, y'all first, of course.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everybody, you know what
I mean? Hey, we can make that happen any day. You already know.
Hey, just let me know when and time, baby. You know
I got you. I got you. We going to chop. We chopping it up behind the scenes. But other than us, though.
What's her name? I don't even know how to say her name right. But Ella Mae, the one who sang Boot Up.
Y'all and her.
I'm good.
Hey, but if we going dead, you know who I would love to have loved to have done an interview with though?
Who?
Tina Marie.
Oh yeah.
Tina Marie, man, that's my girl. Oh my gosh. She got one of the most beautiful voices coming out of anybody, especially a white woman, though. Like, no racist shit, but damn, like, you do not expect that. You do not look at her and expect that voice to come out.
Soul is soul.
Hey, boss. Yeah. Somebody want to know who that is. Who is that? Not who that
who
is.
Who is Tina Marie? Come on, now. If you Google, brother. Google. Ah, man, I can't believe you must be, like, 12 years old. Like, Craig, get on the line right now. We need to talk to you, brother. Come on. Come on, man. Listen.
Let me tell you something, boss, about Craig. He's not all into the music like that. Okay, so go easy on him. Craig ain't like that.
Hey, what's good, Craig? Welcome to Club Ascot Radio.
What's up,
I'm
secret?
Actually 40, so, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, damn, man. You honestly don't know who Tina Marie is?
Play Tina Marie.
I wish I could.
Now I will say this. I will say this. If you play the music, I might recognize it. But as far as like the name of the person who made it, Even the music I listen to, I don't know the name of the people.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever heard of Rick James?
Wasn't that something about a crackhead and a couch or
fucking... that's a skit, yeah. But have you ever heard the song Fire and Desire? Wow. Hey, man, for real. When you get off of here, Google, bro, you will thank me later. She's beautiful, man. She got
follow wonderful... Ask a Radio and then join the fan club, and then you'll thank Ask a Radio.
Hey, but I appreciate you coming, man. Don't be a stranger. You got a podcast or anything you want to promote while you're here?
No, I just like to go into Shorty's show and tell her to pet her chicken and wax her saddle.
Keep it up, Craig. Keep it up.
I'm going to get into some music, y'all. This club, Ask Our Radio, here's a pop-up show. I appreciate all y'all for rocking with me. Let's go.
She wanted you, but she chose the G. I made my move, nothing you can do. You took her out to eat, I took her to the room. You thought she wanted you, but she chose the G. I made my move, nothing you can do. You took her out to eat, I took her to the room. I made my move, she made hers too. If she grabbing on my dick, what am I supposed to do? Thought it would be you, she played so cool. I thought this was a game, they ain't playing by the rules. I made my own rules, known to leave a bitch clueless. At first she was in love, now she don't wanna do it. Made another bitch do it, these hoes so useless. If I wanna screw it, she quick to toot it. And that's just how it goes with these hoes. Quick to fuck, not down to roll. I play my role and get what I want. No time to fix what's already broke. Thought she wanted you, but she chose the G. I made my move, nothing you can do. You took her out to eat, I took her to the room. You thought she wanted you, but she chose a G.
Yeah.
I made my move, nothing you can do. You took her out to eat, I took her to the room.
Play the game right, nigga. Don't choose these bitches. See, I don't cuff no hoe. I just use these bitches. The truth is, nigga, you simp niggas choose first. And when she fuck little slop, you niggas' feelings get hurt. What the fuck you thought, nigga? She chose a G. A nigga like me, tall ass nigga with a crisp. G'd up, crip down, Cortez on the bottom. Stay ready for the phone, just in case it's a problem. She said you a simp ass nigga who fall in love too fast. And plus, she only stay around just to spend your cash. And how the hell that sound, nigga? She just going out bad. I should set your ass up just to rob your
you
ass.
You thought she
nigga.
Wanted you, but she chose the G. I made my move, nothing you can do. You took her out to eat, I took her to the room. You thought she wanted you, but she chose the G. I made my move, nothing you can do. You took her out to eat, I took her to the room. It started well and I could tell. She said inhale, I love your smell. That's my bitch with the long hair. No shit, it's niggas that's gon' stare. I hardly care, your last is a square. When we fuck, her ass in the air. And that's straight up, she don't care if I tell. When I'm in it rough, I don't care if she yell. What other niggas lacking? I'm quick to make happen. Outcast in the pussy like sorry, Miss Jackson.
The guardian of the pack, Mister. Let's go.
Hit the lights. I'm ready to step on all these roaches. Psychosis. Use caution when approaching, little dude. You ain't shrewd enough, you just zooted up. Slide through in that U-Haul truck, make sure your noodles cook. Block breaker, only my maker can make me move. Lie smooth.
Hold on, y'all. I already play that, honey? I love that, Mr. Ho, man.
I mean, yeah,
check
yeah,
it out.
It's okay, just play
Mr.
it.
Mr. Ho dropping on May 30th, y'all. They said go ahead and rock it, so I'm going to go ahead and rock it.
Why you stop the track?
Let's
go. Play the track before I beat you up.
Let's go.
I ain't got nothing to prove. Bandana wrapped around my wrist. No, I ain't gang gang. He touched mine, I touched his. We bought our suits the same day, thinking I'ma let it slide. You must never met me. Mouth speak kind, words dance says don't vex me. Last person got the best of me, really got the best of me. I gave that nigga's eulogy, his kid's mother still cool with me. Big mister, big balls, big bravado. Man amongst men I leads, never follow. I spy niggas holding nuts on they own man, trying to calculate from his face, is this bitch trans? Reckless with the wordplay, barking for attention. Find them in them old bits, an honorable mention. You're about to witness, hold up, don't forget this. Bet not see no fear in your eyes, handle your business. Quarantine over, tell them boys to come outside. And no, it ain't the check, matter fact, where's my minds? Simple as a simple does, don't know what's with cuz, but a couple of these uppercuts will make them straighten up. Moist chest, flexing, how you flexing with a moist chest, knowing that your wrist broke. Hope you don't take me for jokes. Smoke, tell me what is that? Do it come in sacks? I'm saying if it isn't that, then take that smoke on back. Get your ass from round here, dreams they get drowned here. We preach life, but each night we embrace the sounds that's found here. Sleep, tell me what is that? Do it come in sacks? If it don't come with a deposit slip, then take that sleep on back. You wanna never mind me, think I ain't telling how it is. For these poses like our souls, if we don't up them, we get killed. In the middle of the street, Paw Patrol sniffing ram the spill. So I'ma keep batting like three Latin until God tells me to chill. Rail spinner, what's a stepper, but so many claim to. And I ain't vouch for none of them, cause vouching is a lame move. You gon' be wearing a halo, cause my vouching ain't gon' save you. You ate food.
That's that mercy, y'all. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow. Live interview on Club Ass Sky Radio with Sugar B, 9 p.m. Pacific, y'all.
Mercy, bitch. They be mad because I be popping. I do this. First to get the cash, flip the bag, I stay lit. Been popping tags, two C's on my hips. I know that I'm the shit. Ain't gotta tell me this. Chocolate chick, mouth slick, talk a lot of shit. All she do is hustle, now she getting all she came to get, No sleep, no nigga gotta eat, Stack money, money, why they actin' funny? Tell him Ronnie, Ronnie. Slim, thick, she be the shit. He watchin' how I move, he want a little gangsta bitch. But she need a real one, loyal but not thirsty. Do it with both hands up, screamin', Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
Pull it up, stunt, what about that? Still get money, what about that? Both wrists lit it up, what about that? Your haters ain't lit enough, how about that? What about that?
Yeah. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow. I ain't gonna even give y'all the whole thing. What's up with it, Big Spook Glow? Holla at your boy. What's cracking, cuz?
Shit, nothing. Just listening to the shizzle.
So, honey, hit him with the question, mama.
Okay, so.
What question?
What person do you want to work with that's alive? What artist? Say that again.
Snoop.
Okay. Snoop. And why?
Because he's a West Coast gangster. That was my favorite rapper growing up.
Okay. What artist do you think is overrated?
That's overrated?
Yes. Well, or what artist do you think they should do away Kendrick with?
Lamar.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. And who would you bring back if you could bring back any deceased artist?
Biggie Smalls.
That dude said Biggie Smalls. Dude, I'm a mute your fucking mic, man.
No, to be on the serious side, easy.
I'm taking your West Coast card as revoked, fam. Hey, Tick, get on him. Monica, you hear this guy? This dude is the epitome of the West Coast, and he said, Biggie Small. We're serious, though. Seriously. Damn, okay. Shout out Biggie. What's it, Craig? You want to get in on this, Phil?
Well, I was about to ask, do these questions, do they only pertain to a certain kind of music or all music?
No, any genre.
All right. Let's see, which one would I like to work with? Well, if I could learn how to play the violin, which I really want to learn how, uh-huh. it would have to be Hans Zimmer.
Hans Zimmer?
Yeah, mm-hmm. he's alive. He he's the one that did the soundtracks to movies like Gladiator, The Patriot, you know, those big epic.
He does every soundtrack that even matters in Hollywood. Don't try to say he doesn't. He's huge. It's huge.
Oh, yeah, he is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the person that I would like to bring back from the dead in terms of music would probably be Bach.
Bach. That's deep. Wow. That's deep. And why? Why? What's your reasoning behind that?
Well, if I had to pick between Mozart, Beethoven, and Bach, I would have to pick Bach simply because, all three are geniuses, but I don't know, it just hits deeper. It's a little darker, I guess.
So you're into classical?
Some of it, not all of it, but some of it.
Okay. Okay. Yes, you know, she's opera trained. The opera train. Black Panther.
I can play everything that you just said. Mozart on the piano, Beethoven. I'll go play Moonlight Sonata right now.
Crazy. Damn. Crazy. Well, I could roll up a blunt in 2.5 seconds now. Top that.
I'll smoke it in one.
Jeez. Hey, we are a 420 friendly show, y'all. So I mean, hey, hopefully no one take offense to that. And if you
why
do,
should they? My show is a 420 show. It ain't no. They can go somewhere with it.
What the hell do you think I'm smoking right now?
We gotta set that mood. We gotta get that mood right, man. We're gonna get into some more of this music, man. Shout out to my boy Fendi Blue. This is song Believe, y'all. Right here on At Club Ask Our Radio, here's a pop-up show. Let's go.
You in the presence of a legend. You in the presence of a legend. Talk to me, you know I nigga talk back. I ain't let this shit ride. RGE Boy Nation.
Believe me when I say it's my lifestyle. They gon' judge you with the way to the lights out. Don't you stay on your pivot, don't let them knock you down. When you stay on your pivot, don't let them knock you down. It's a whole lot of pain in my city now.
It's a whole lot of pain in my city now.
I was taught to be brave-hearted. I've been thugging Sam, my daughter. Shit changed, I was cold-hearted. Been through hell, but you just stayed the brawler. Shit, I got my own problems. Lost so many souls, must didn't know how my day started. Mama only knows what I tell her, must don't know about it. Tryna reach my goals, it's kinda hard cause the devil watches. Don't play with me, I take you on a ride to chose. Fuck fake can, swear to God I always drive alone. I can't trust can, they switch up like these rowdy hoes. My brother's right there, yeah, my sister far behind for show. My pop's right there, they wanna cry cause it's getting old. Life ain't fair, they wanna pray about this kid on.
God ain't feeling me. You understand that I'm slipping on. Not at all. I know God ain't feeling me. You understand? Cause I've been slipping on.
Believe me when I say it's my lifestyle. They gon' judge you with the way to the lights out. Don't you stay on your pivot, don't let them knock you down. Don't you stay on your pivot, don't let them knock you down. It's a whole lot of pain in my city now.
It's a whole lot of pain in my city now.
I love how I turned out, they hate my lifestyle. I've been fighting my whole life, I was a rough child. Did so many crimes in my life, they just sat me down. I was really broken deep inside, was hard to come around. Used to have dreams, waking up with scars like I was packed out.
Really getting anemic from the heart, he wanted me to tap out. Sliding with demons, the real ones that would knock you down. No matter the season, I saw my baby, we all hanging out. When niggas be speaking, I walk away cause they be burnt out. I heard he was speaking about some shit that he didn't know about. My sister was frightened about this bro, I know it took a while. I know it took a while.
Big shout out to everybody who came and rocked with me today. This was a pop-up show, y'all. We're going to do this more often. Right now, I'm going to get up out of here, but I'm going to take you out of here with my girl, Honey. Hit it from the back. Let's go.
Hey, baby. I had a long day at work. I've been thinking about you all day long. I wanna see you tonight. I need you.
Hit him from the back. Pull your dicks like crack. Give that ass a smack. But don't kill me, baby. Hit him from the back. Hit my booty crack. Hit him from your back. I want it, baby. Eat my pussy right. Or get up out my face. Honey in this bitch. You know you want it. Taste whipped cream, strawberries, ice and liquor. You gonna be the customer. I'ma be a stripper. Both of us hot. Gonna make you melt. But you wet, just your tongue. I'm a god of bell. You know you want mine. I'ma swallow you. And we're getting faded. Like we always do. You ain't got a little dick. For no, you, I'll get on the strip pole. Most niggas ain't shit. Ain't shit. But you're not a nigga though. Bust wide open. B-I-W-O. Heat up the KY jelly. Dick so thick, I can feel it in my head. Hit it from the back. Throw your dicks like crack. Give that ass a smack. But don't kill me, baby. Hit it from the back. Hit my booty. TV up. Other than that, there's no moves. I make it power up like Goku. Hands in my ass, fingers in my pussy ass, kicks heat on my breath. Gotta give you mouth to mouth, you in cardiac arrest. Call 911. It's an emergency. His heartbeat too fast. Shit, I sense the urgency. Think I'm running a fever. Push a thermometer in my mouth. Got my blood pressure elevated. You did good, and I can't do it. Hit it from the back. Boy, your dick's like crack.